Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And so tonight, if you want the opportunity to party like a rock star, you're going to go to Barley House tonight. David Njoku, the Browns tight end, is going to be there. And the man sitting next to us, who normally is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
At a very early hour in California.
That's right. He is now at the microphone. He is Andrew Siciliano.
Hi, guys.
Andrew.
I can neither confirm nor deny any of what you just said.
I didn't ask you to, so I wouldn't put you on the spot like that.
So how's Jason Kipnis' swing look to you?
Say what? He three hits last night?
Three in 2 days, right? He had two last night.
Yeah, hit the ball well. That Freeman dude
Mike
showed
Freeman.
Up. Mike Freeman, everybody.
There we go.
He's just got to hold down the
start to turn the corner.
Give it a week.
Frankie hit a homer, right? In the minors.
Are you a diehard Indians fan?
Oh, I am. I don't go anywhere without having a game. I mean, I have a life. It's 6 months.
Does Chris Rose ever invite you over just to hang out with Chris?
He lives in the Valley. I live in the South Bay.
How far apart is that?
That's in with LA traffic?
Yeah.
I could fly home faster from here.
Wow. No,
look, at 7 a.m. in the morning, if I get up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, I could get to Chris's house where he lives in 45 minutes.
I feel like you and Rose should be like best friends.
Oh, we hang out at the office.
Okay.
Yeah, but Chris isn't at our office a lot. He does like his MLB thing from the house a lot.
Right. I made the mistake of asking him if he does it from his basement, and then he reminded
me
that nobody has a basement out
Many
there.
People don't. Most people don't have basements in California.
But if you did have a basement, I just want you to know.
If you did have a basement.
If you did and you had a problem, call Ohio Basement Systems, 855-55-BASEMENT.
Guys,
just saying. Go ahead.
You guys. What else?
Rough.
Shane Bieber worked out of a couple of the jams. I thought it was huge.
Which is good because Carrasco and Kluber don't look like
they're on the right.
We got Carrasco going at 6:30 tonight.
The dude can't talk NBA or NFL schedule.
No, like I can talk the schedule. So I just can't tell you what I do or don't know. And it is, I will say, it is somewhat a pain in the butt that things do leak out, whether they are or are not true.
Yeah, it's weird.
People get excited. I'm not going to say, hey, it speaks to how everyone's excited. Well, I think it does. You know, for me, when I was younger, and I still think even now as well, this is kind of like plan your fall. Like, hey, you really don't want to go to that wedding, do you, in November?
Are you really thinking about
getting
married?
You really don't want to go to that wedding. Somebody, like your significant other, is trying to say, go to that. Honey, we have to go to that wedding. Now you could say, no, we can't because there's a Browns game at 1. Hypothetically, I picked a day there. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Plan your fall day.
The big one has always been Ohio State, Michigan here. Like, you're not getting married that weekend. And it's a weird one because Thanksgiving is a good weekend to get married. But let's go back to the bigger picture here. You're here.
We're
and
here.
That's a big deal.
Not that I'm here, but that the network deems
it. Yes.
Yeah.
But you too.
Well, it's not me. Look, a couple of weeks ago, we're sitting around in the newsroom, and one of the guys who's producing this show tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, by the way, NFL Network, said, hey, would you be up to, like, getting a player and sitting in a bar in Cleveland? I said, sure. Would you want to do that? I said, you know, we haven't done that in a couple of years, really, for any team.
Really?
For the schedule release. Mm-hmm. Years ago, they might have done it. But, yeah. Like, why not? I said, sure. Let me know. And I think it speaks to the fact, look, I don't know how many primetime games they're getting, but it speaks to the fact that not only are they relevant again, they were going to be relevant at 7-8-1.
True.
They are automatically relevant. We felt that momentum in January and February. They are relevant again. They are back again. They're getting primetime games, not just like the two of them last year, where even the Bronco game, you didn't know it was going to be primetime when it was first scheduled. You knew it was that Saturday, but not which window on that Saturday. This speaks to the fact that once they get Odell, it just went to an entirely different level.
We kind of thought that once the Patriot game was not primetime, at least according to the leaks, that, okay, let's back off on the 5 primetime games and maybe wait till something gets flexed in there, maybe late in the season. So we're thinking 3 or 4, which, what a nice improvement. I'm sure there'll be a Sunday night game. Because you want to see Odell Beckham, you want to see Baker Mayfield. And And Andrew, as you just said, that hasn't been the case.
No, it hasn't been the case. And if you just look at the opponents, you can make an argument for at least, well, let's go through this. You can make an argument for either of the Steelers games being in primetime.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can make an argument with Lamar Jackson, the fact that the Ravens are a playoff team.
Sure.
For either of those games.
Plus, it's always a good game. Good
there's rivalry. Always there's a big game.
Four games right
being
there.
Being in primetime. You can make an argument for the Rams.
Yes.
You can make an
argument. Which, by the way, I think that Rams game has to be, right? Baker and Jared Goff? Come
sure.
on, man.
You can make an argument for the 49ers.
Yeah.
You can make an argument for the Seahawks. I would even, because they get the whole NFC West, push it so far as to say if, now we don't know now, but if the Cardinals were to get Kyler Murray, you can make an argument for the Cardinals game. Now, that is the least.
Plus, think of
on the four from the NFC West.
Think of the Kyler Murray Baker Mayfield connection.
Sure.
That's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, then you get, let's do the non-division AFC games. You have what, the Patriots?
You know your stuff. He's doing this without anything in front of him.
You get
folks.
The Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at a piece of paper.
You get the Titans.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I don't know about the Titans game, but people
although
forget.
There is a local tie, Mike Vrabel's from here.
Sure. I think
that doesn't do anything
but
nationally.
But. People forget we did this on our show a couple of days ago. The AFC South is the only division that had three teams with winning records.
Okay.
And the fourth team is the Jaguars, who were in the AFC Championship game the year before. Now, I don't. The Titans, Dolphins, probably not the Dolphins game. Bills game, probably not the Bills game. I mean, just but there are at least 10 games there where you go, yeah, I could see that one. Yeah.
And you're forgetting about the big Kyle Shanahan poll.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's not forget he was here in 14.
Let's not forget they're 7-4 and in first in October.
See? I'm saying
or November. It was November.
I mean, can you imagine the hype around that, around Kyle Shanahan?
Imagine if Josh Gordon jumped in the back of the end zone in Atlanta. Imagine if he left his feet.
See?
Things might be different.
Man has a
imagine if he
memory.
Left his feet.
Can you do this for every NFL team or just the Browns a little
bit? No, I can't. I do it for the Rams.
Okay.
Do it for the Browns. I can do it. No, I can do it for the Browns back to 85.
Okay.
85 is the first. I was 11 in 85. Right? 11? I was 11.
Jeff was 42.
Okay.
You didn't need that hearty of a laugh.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking, why did you laugh so loud? 85, the 8-8 team, the losing Miami team, the Marino, the blow the game, blow the lead in the second half.
Yeah.
That
we don't want bad memories.
From 86, yeah, from literally kickoff in 86 on. It's creepy.
That's very creepy.
It is creepy.
You needed to get out more as a kid.
You are absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
You sit there and working at the NFL Network, you're surrounded by this on a daily basis. And you're dealing with people who are trying to guide a message for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
How has the Browns narrative changed in their minds and what you're trying to do? Obviously, we all know it's changed, but have you been surprised as a guy who follows the Browns as closely as you do, how much it's changed? Because obviously you're partial because
sure.
you're a huge Browns fan. But other people there aren't partial. Yet you see the Browns all over the place.
I would say it started last year with Baker. If the number one pick had been Sam Darnold, who I wanted it to be,
mm-hmm.
Not growing up, but going to SC games all the time, and they had been, let's say, 5-11, 6-10. There'd be certainly buzz, but not like this. Once it became Baker, once he got on that field week 3.
Yeah, look good.
Look, he got on that field week 3, rallied them in – they beat the Jets. It was the Jets, too, obviously, and Sam Darnold. The replay of that game the next day, was a ratings bonanza for the network. And then once that happened, I think it all snowballed. But, by the way, it wouldn't happen if they didn't keep winning. Or winning enough to make it interesting. I mean, the game in Denver in December, it was they were still mathematically in it. Obviously, that day they had plenty of momentum. But then once Odell happened, my producer Jason is here, Hartilius, who used to work on our morning show NFL AM.
Jason,
may rest in peace many years ago. And Jason will tell you when Odell Beckham Jr. went up and made that one-handed catch, it became the only tape we were allowed to run on that morning show. It would be like, hey, what are we talking about? Just run the Odell tape, okay? We're going to break. What are we teasing? We're just going to run the Odell tape. What? Tease what? Just tease that Odell's going to be on the screen. And that was in 2014? right? Whatever it was when he made that catch, 2015.
When he was just busting out.
Right. He is the most talented human being currently playing the game of football. Who else is up there?
Hard to argue with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you look at his social media presence on Instagram, I'm not saying he's the entire team. Because if he were, we wouldn't be here. If they traded him to an awful team, we wouldn't be here. They didn't. They traded him to a team on the up that he then, people hope, helps them get over the top.
What do you think the pitfalls are going into the season for the Browns? I mean, because we sit here and we talk about it for a first-year head coach.
You got
a lot of ego. Yeah, well, I shouldn't say you have a lot of
huge.
Ego. We're trying to figure out how he's going to manage the guys that are on the team. I don't want to put ego down today until we see what it looks like once you're in a Browns uniform. But I do, you know, there's a lot of things to manage there for a first-year head coach.
For any head coach, not just a first-year head coach, that is a lot to handle. The few times I've had a chance to interact, to interview Freddie Kitchens, I think the guy's great. I think he can handle it, but it's tough for any head coach. He's a first-year head coach.
Has to be, right?
That said, let's go back to the schedule without saying where and when the games are.
Right.
It ain't easy. I mean, the Seahawks, the Patriots, the Titans, the Rams, the 49ers, the Broncos. I mean, that's not even taking into account the division games. It is not just your list of opponents. We have known this since New Year's Eve. Your list of opponents, regardless of order, ain't easy this year at all. So
you've got a real challenging 8 games anyway.
Sure. Right? And second year quarterback. All right. I have no doubt that he will continue to develop. History has not always been kind to second-year quarterbacks either. First-year head coach, second-year quarterback, tough schedule. There's a lot there. However, they have everything, and they have all – I'm going to use a famous Munstead last words – all the pieces in place.
Right.
I mean, they could beef up the O-line. They need linebacker. They need corner. There are certainly holes there. 1996, all the pieces are in place. Until they weren't. That team went sideways, and that team went down the drain. But, I mean, look – this is a formica. What is this? I'm not knocking on. What is this desk?
Pleather,
whatever it is.
Pool, pond.
Andy Roth really went all out with this desk here.
Oh, forgot to ask you. I'll ask you a very important question. We got to go to break here for a second. Who picked up the check at lunch with the Poobah? Don't tell us yet.
Okay.
Tell us after the break.
Okay.
And then I also want to talk to you more about tonight at Barley House.
Yes.
I guarantee you there are folks that want to be on
NFL
Network
down.
That will be behind you. So we'll give you all the information on that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.